An event in southern West Virginia was designed to give students a sense of place and pride. Athens Elementary hosted Appalachian Heritage Day on Friday. Students at Athens Elementary traveled across the school to visit different segments of the third annual Appalachian Heritage Day. Fourth grader Sarah Reedy breaks it down nicely for us.
He's been going around and learning how to square dance, learning about quilts and being read stories and stuff, and learning how to use washboards, and the girls got to make these really cool dolls.
The boys played with marbles and the girls made rag dolls from a single piece of cloth and yarn.
We got fabric and we would make their arms out of little short pieces, and we'd get their long pieces, and we got two short pieces of yarn and we tied it around where their neck would be to make their head, and we tied it around their waist so that the arms could stay up, and it's really cool.
Storytellers told stories of the first settlers in Mercer County, and kids like Bethany Phipps learned the term scalp.
It makes me feel happy because I know I'm in a safe place now, instead of fighting Indians.
Several of the kids were eager to share what they had learned during the Heritage Day, like Casey Hazelwood.
It makes me feel special because they all did that in West Virginia, so... And I live in West Virginia.
Olivia Lucas.
It was different because today it was really easy to wash clothes, but back then they had to go to the creek, get their water, and they had to wash clothes and stuff like that. Use washboards.
Kaya Hall.
Well, you still have the cabins, and sometimes people wash his clothes like that.
Caitlin Brinkley.
Well, the washer and dryer does it for you today, and back then you had to go to the creek, get your water, and go back, and build a fire.
And Jaden Doty.
Today we don't like sew, and we don't like use washing boards. We use washing and dryers. We have like beat boxes instead of square dancing. Yeah, some people still sew, but usually people use like a sewing machine or they just buy blankets at a store.
Square dancing was a popular session. This time it was the fourth graders that made two lines in the gymnasium, boys on one side, girls on the other. One pair at a time, they meet in the middle to hold hands and trot down the gym. Education majors from Concord University are the teachers. Chelsea Francis.
I get to see the joy on the kids' faces when they light up whenever they get to do something like this. And they're learning about West Virginia, so it's a win-win situation.
And Jessica Simmons.
Getting in there a little bit more with the kids, getting the feel for, you know, how to walk into a class and just be able to handle it right off the bat.
Simmons says this dance lesson wasn't just for the kids.
Neither one of us are incredibly great dancers, so we thought it would be fun to learn together and then teach the kids and essentially lead in teaching them through our own mistakes. So we know what to tell them to be careful with because, you know, we've stepped on each other's feet or hit walls or anything else. So
Simmons hopes the event gives the youngsters a sense of pride in their hometown.
I think it's incredibly important because, you know, when you hear about West Virginia in the news, if you ever do, it's not always positive. So the kids from the media get a lot of negative feedback, and they need to learn the positive things about the place that they come from and go out and be proud of who they are, where they came from, and to continue to make West Virginia a better place.
And that's the vision for organizer Angie Wilson, also the Title I reading teacher at the school.
We want the students to realize where they came from. You know, and a lot of these things are forgotten art, like quilting. You know, a lot of people don't quilt now, and possibly make some of the kids want to, you know, to spark an interest in them and make them want to do some of those things on their own.
Other presentations included home remedies, historical monologues, and more. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.